does the Bible speak? Now, that's an odd question, isn't it? Can the Bible really speak? Well, there are two important things we must remember and accept by faith about the Bible. One, it is the inspired Word of God. God breathed the words that we find in the Bible. Two, it's a spiritual book and can be understood by believers who recognize that they are spiritual. You see, 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" In other words, the Holy Spirit lives in you. Now, that's exciting news, because God promised in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 6 through 16, that He would give us spiritual eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart or mind to comprehend the spiritual things of God. So, how can a book thousands of years old be relevant and speak to us for our lives today? Well, first of all, the Bible is not meant to be simply an intellectual book about times, places, and people, but it truly is a guide for living life. Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." You see, the primary purpose of the Bible is to guide you into living a peace-filled, purpose-filled, joy-filled life, or in other words, a blessed life. Now, Bible scholars use the term illumination of the scriptures to mean that as we read the Bible, certain verses or phrases come alive or seem to jump off the page because they're relevant to what we're going through in life. Now, let me illustrate this concept of illumination with an example from my own life. As a new Christian, I tried to please God, but I used to have a problem with anger. And I would get angry over the simplest situations. And of course, that created a tense environment in my relationships, especially with my family. Now, looking back, I would get angry over the silliest things. Now, my anger was such a part of my life that I was not aware of the angry man I had become. One day, as I was reading in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19 in particular, the following words jumped off the page. "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Immediately through that scripture verse, I saw myself for who I was. I was a very angry man. I didn't take the time to listen. I would speak rashly and became so easily angry. I also saw the impact I was having on my family. It was then I began a journey with the help of God's Holy Spirit to get to the root of my anger and deal with it. You see, I knew enough about anger that it leads to bitterness, and that bitterness is an emotional poison. To make a long story short, God showed me that I had made a foolish decision as a teenager. I decided I would not let anyone hurt me emotionally, but that instead of feeling hurt, I would simply get angry. The vow I made was forgotten, but the decision I made had a long-term effect on me. Now, God showed me all of this, and it happened because God didn't want me to live my life hurting myself and others. You see, hurting people hurt people. The Holy Spirit illuminated that verse in James, and it had a profound and personal impact upon my life. Today, I can say anger is not a part of my life, but love is. And I can assure you that those around me appreciate that. So in conclusion, the Word of God, or the Bible, has many interesting characters, places, events. But its primary purpose is to reflect who you really are. Not who you think you are, but who you are really. And then to show you, to lead you, and to help you become the person God has always intended you to be. Let me paraphrase 2 Corinthians 3:18. "But we with our mask removed, looking into a mirror and seeing the Lord Jesus, are being transformed into becoming more like what we see," that is Jesus, "by the working of His Holy Spirit in us." I cannot overemphasize the importance of developing the habit of spending time in the Word. The length of time is not as important as spending the time. 5 minutes is better than zero. And again, don't be concerned in the beginning that you don't understand the characters, the places, or the events. That will come. Just read the New Testament with an open mind and an open heart, and you will see the Scriptures illuminated for you personally. Now, I am confident of this because I know that God loves you and wants to bless you in every area of your life. Just follow Him. So until the next time I see you, be blessed. Spend time in His Word. Allow Him to show you things that are way beyond anything you can imagine. God bless you.